This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. They're out there.
Drone Watch 2024.
Drone sightings are drawing attention from all quarters, from the president-elect on down. In a post on Truth Social, Mr. Trump said, then can this really be happening without the government's knowledge? He urged authorities to let the public know now or shoot down the drones. Meantime, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York has requested a briefing from Homeland Security, the FAA, and FBI on what's going on. New Jersey Senator Andy Kim recorded several drone sightings while riding along with police on Thursday.
We're counting oftentimes five, six, seven or more at any given time. And I know it's something that's alarming a lot of people.
New Jersey Congressman Jeff Gottheimer says,
I'm also urging federal law enforcement agencies, which are led by the FBI and DHS, to allow state and local law enforcement to deploy assets that can safely take down drones that shouldn't be in the air right now.
Suffolk authorities say more than a dozen drone sightings were reported as of Thursday. Staten Island's borough president says the feds aren't doing enough.
Vito Fisella said if the drones were spotted over the U.S. Capitol or the White House, there would be an immediate and intense federal response.
And yet, millions of people around here, New Jersey, of course, here in Staten Island and beyond, are getting nothing but don't believe what you see.
Tony Garcia captured one near the Verrazano last night.
It's hard to really describe it. I see the lights, the red and green, blinking on and off. They're pretty high. Some of them are low. I saw quite a few of them last night. And they're mostly in this water area.
The retired NYPD officer works for Congresswoman Malia Takis, who said the drones are flying too low to be manned aircraft. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Fort Wadsworth.
And on Long Island,
questions and speculation abound, but retired Air Force Colonel Cedric Layton has his idea about how to find out for sure who owns the drones and why they're flying them.
The most likely way is probably through intercepting the command and control signals, basically the directions that are given to the drone by the operator.
Layton is a military analyst, and he says it's not likely a lethal threat, but he thinks there's a possibility that a foreign entity is involved in intelligence gathering with the drones. He says there are lots of possibilities, but it's best not to jump to conclusions. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest on the drone situation. Well, this is probably the one time this is not a happy thought for a lot of folks. Yeah, it's SantaCon Day in Manhattan, the annual pub crawl that draws hundreds of much too jolly old elves to the city. It is a charity event, and organizers do remind participants to behave.
Santa leaves no trace. Clean up after your reindeer. Santa respects the NYPD. Police will be at every one of our stops. Respect them and do not break laws. Open containers, jaywalking, doing anything illegal. Santa stays safe. Santa does not drink more than Santa can handle.
That's from the SantaCon website. And the event officially starts at 10 a.m. at Broadway and 53rd, runs through a wide swath of Manhattan down to the Bowery. MTA is ready for all of this with alcohol banned on Metro North, LIRR, and NJ Transit trains and platforms, and additional police at Penn and Grand Central stations. And the party doesn't end today. SantaCon Hoboken is set for next Saturday. He may be coming to New York after all. CEO killing suspect Luigi Mangione could waive extradition next week.
And that wave may happen as early as Tuesday, according to Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, meaning Luigi may voluntarily agree to be transferred to New York City to face charges. DA Bragg says it won't happen without
court proceeding. We'll be ready whether he is going to waive extradition or whether he's going to contest extradition.
Mayor Adams says Mangione is on track to being prosecuted in New York City and attributes the support he's receiving to two words, anger and pain. But kind and brilliant are the words used to describe late CEO Thompson by United Healthcare Group CEO Andrew Witty. In an essay published to the New York Times, he says Thompson cared about customers and was working to make the system better. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Teamsters union members could walk off the job tomorrow with two Amazon warehouses in the city unless the company recognizes the union and starts contract talks.
The warehouses are here in Maspeth, Queens, and on Staten Island. That's where workers first voted for a union 2 years ago, and Amazon has challenged the National Labor Relations Board for certifying the vote. The union is looking for better pay, an official saying, "We just want what everyone else in America wants." Amazon says the Teamsters have illegally threatened, intimidated, and tried to coerce workers into joining them. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. At the Amazon warehouse in Maspeth, Queens.
Word of a norovirus outbreak in Rockland County. Health department sent a warning to schools and other places at risk that the stomach bug has shown up in four congregate facilities there. Norovirus cases do spike in cold weather. The bug causes ugly gastrointestinal symptoms, including vomiting and diarrhea. It's highly contagious, spreading in food and water and capable of living on surfaces for weeks. So health officials say it's extremely important for people to wash their hands, clean surfaces, and be very careful with food preparation, among other things. While norovirus is nasty, most people do recover in a few days, but it can be dangerous for vulnerable people or those with other health issues. 18 years after a hit-and-run murder on New Year's Eve in the Bronx, police have their man. 42-year-old Ahmet Gashi recently extradited from Serbia, charged with second-degree murder. Police say he got into an argument with 28-year-old Kamal Kolonovic of Brooklyn just before 5 a.m. on December 31st, 2006. Then police say Gashi got into his car and plowed into Kalinovich and drove off. Kalinovich was pronounced dead at the hospital. Gashi finally tracked down in his native Serbia and sent back to face charges. No word so far on a court date. State Attorney General Letitia James says one of the city's worst landlords will pay millions to tenants for lead paint, mold, and maintenance violations. She announced the $6.5 million settlement with Lemoore and Lieberman yesterday, telling 1010 Winds.
The amount of money and the settlement that will go to my office, 90% of it, around $2.9 million, will go directly to current and former tenants.
1010 Winds has reached out to the landlord for a response.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.